you're in the 06010.
Welcome to the Fantasy Focus CSS DFS podcast. It's known as the Clay Squirrel and Smizzle Daily Fantasy Podcast. You can find us every single Thursday here. The podcast is presented by Geico. You can download Fantasy Focus wherever you get your podcast. We are coming to you every single week of the playoffs. We are still bringing you that DFS action. Myself, Al Zeidenfeld, and Mike Clay. I'm going to start with Al because today we are taping remotely. Usually I start with Mike because we're in studio. But Al, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, things kind of slow down a little bit in the playoffs. It's a little more manageable. DraftKings gave us three separate slates to look at. I believe that we are looking at the six-game Saturday through Monday slate specifically.
Correct.
On this podcast. So that makes things a little bit easier. Leave yourself a little bit of room with the later playing. It's like the game theory comes into play on the six-gamer a little bit more than the two and the three.
Sure. Sure. I'm excited about this. It's going to be really fun to be able to get a smaller number of players that we're looking at, smaller player pool. Mike, I hope you brought your A game today because we're going to have a lot of questions for you. But how you doing, man?
I'm good. I've been bringing my A game all season. I think up in our head-to-head standings.
I think it shows up pretty clearly. So let's say this pretty clearly. Mike, you had another great week last week, 155.86. You were on a heater. I mean, you were in the money, it seems like, every single week, week after week. I, last week, had another tough week, 111.9. Shout out to GoBrown73. That might be Keith Lipscomb's DraftKings account.
It might be.
193.4 points. It was great job by everybody. Please join our free league over at DraftKings. Free to enter. $200 in prizes. Cost you no money. No money. And if you still want fantasy that you want to do here in the playoffs, this is how we do it. Follow at Mike Clay NFL. I am at Daniel Dopp. Al is at Al Zeidenfeld. You can also follow Al on Twitch at Al Zeidenfeld Games. Shoot.
Smizzle.tv/live.
Smizzle.tv/live. That's what it is.
Anytime that I'm live.
Smizzle.tv/live. All right. Awesome. With that being said, let's get into this wild card weekend. We're going to talk about a couple of quarterbacks here first. And Mike, Dak Prescott, $6,400, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. With this smaller slate that we have, a smaller player pool, I just want you to talk to me about this. Obviously, we're making premium plays here. Why do you like Dak above the rest of the quarterbacks that are available here this week?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of pass-heavy teams. In fact, the 12 pass-heaviest offenses in the NFL this season, 10 made the playoffs. And generally, if the team's throwing the ball a lot, they probably have a good quarterback and probably a good fantasy quarterback. And that shows up as this week we have guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady and Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts and Dak and Stafford on this slate, right? It's just loaded with fantasy talent. So as a product of that, Dak Prescott is only mid-pack in pricing at 6,400, right? And that seems a little too low for me. I think he's one of the best values, if not Jalen Hurts, on this slate. Look, this is a guy, Prescott, that's been on a heater himself as of late. Three straight top five fantasy finishes. And one of them was against Eagles backups, fine. But before that, had two straight top fives. And he has 9 top tens this season. So he's had a high floor. He's been a little inconsistent, but he's had a reasonable floor overall. And, you know, a lot of volume in this high-paced offense. He missed 2 games, but he's still top 10 a quarterback in pass attempts, completions, yards, and touchdowns. He's also 14th in carries. Not a lot of production there, but a little bit, right? You're in a little production. Career high 37 pass touchdowns this season. We know that he could dominate through the air. And the Niners, you know, thought of as having a good defense, but they're mid-pack in terms of fantasy points allowed to quarterback. So I just think Prescott at his price point is a terrific play here at home against the Niners.
Yeah, absolutely. A thing to quickly mention as we're talking about this, just because I'm reminded of the group text that we had earlier, where if you are listening to this podcast again, because like Al said, we're talking about the Saturday through Monday slate. If you look at some of the other slates on DraftKings, you'll notice that the prices may be different for some of these players. The different slates have different prices. So just make sure that when you're looking at this, like Al said, you're looking at Saturday through Monday for the entire thing. Al, let's talk about Joe Burrow, because boy, oh boy, he came on at the end of the season, only $6,800, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders here, especially like I just asked with Mike, knowing that you set more of a tournament lineup with a smaller player pool. How is it that you're finding value and finding ways to be able to differentiate from the rest of the group here in the wild card weekend?
So a couple of things are in play. As I mentioned in the open, It is a Saturday through Monday slate. So if you want to leave yourself flexibility to adjust to late swap when things kind of bust out early, right? If things miss value, you can give yourself chances late. The other side of the coin is Joe Burrow's really good and the Las Vegas Raiders are really bad at defending the things that the Cincinnati Bengals do really well. Las Vegas allows 2.3 points per drive. They've got the fourth most air yards per pass attempt, 8.4, which is the highest among playoff teams. They've allowed a ton of touchdowns when opposing teams reach the red zone. It's like they're, and if you remember back to like how they defended the Kansas City Chiefs, they're fine with you throwing the ball over the top on them. And guess what? The Bengals have a couple of guys who actually that is a part of their skill set. And it is, you know, something that is consistent throughout the year that they're just going to huck it up to from Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase constantly. So big time upside here, even though it is like an early game, you're going to lock up some of your PMR, your player minutes remaining, if you go with a Burrow double stack. But with as many other thinking players as there are that are going to be playing these slates and trying to lock up later plays, if you're playing multiple lineups, I think having a Joe Burrow double and then maybe like a Kyler or a Stafford double are two separate ways to go to allow yourselves massive flexibility throughout the entire weekend. But Joe Burrow, to me, aside from Dak, who is also amazing, stands out as a fantastic stack this week.
Yeah, I love that call. Tom Brady, another quarterback we like at $7,300, taking on Philly. And on the other side of that, Mike mentioned him a little bit earlier, Jalen Hurts, $6,100. Mike, I believe he's the cheapest starting quarterback on the slate. Is that correct?
I think Mac Jones is below him, right?
Oh, you're right. Right.
Actually, no, he's not the cheapest. Derek Carr, Jimmy G, Big Ben, Mac Jones, all below him. So I would say he's the cheapest.
Cheapest one we feel comfortable starting with. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. There's a reason I listed him and those other names before, and I skipped over Carr, Garoppolo, Big Ben, and Jones, right? You don't, you know, unless you're in a tournament setting, you're going that direction. Those bottom four, though, no thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you. All right. Listen, after 18 exciting weeks of the regular season, the NFL playoffs are here, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with an offer you won't want to miss. Everyone can play for a $1 million top prize in the wild card round. Playing daily fantasy football is simple. You just pick your lineup of NFL stars while staying under the salary cap, and then you score enough points to bring home the cash. And with a shot at a $1 million top prize, you'll feel all the action of the wild card round like never before. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code FOCUS to play for a $1 million top prize. You heard me right. Enter promo code FOCUS and play to be crowned a millionaire when you make your first deposit. Get in the action in this wild card weekend only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Nailed it, Mike Clay. Did the speed
you
read
there. You did. You got it. That was impressive.
Thank you, man.
Proud of you.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of running backs and a guy that I'm super proud of. That was a lame transition. Sorry. I wish we could just rewind 10 seconds and that didn't go out to everybody.
But nobody heard it. Don't worry.
I'm not going to go back and cut it out. I'm just going to own it. So listen, Leonard Fournette, $5,900, sub 6K. Mike, leading into this week, Leonard Fournette has been on IR, but he has been designated to return. We're expecting him to come back along with, I believe, Giovanni Bernard. But talk to me about Fournette and this Buccaneers backfield here taking on Philly this week.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing. Fournette is, there's a little risk here, you know, coming off the injury. Could he be limited to some extent? I'm not super worried about that because it is the playoffs. He's been practicing this week, and there's no Ronald Jones. You know, there is Le'Veon Bell, and perhaps Giovanni Bernard's back and Keyshawn Vaughn's there. They could factor in a little bit, but you know, the reason that I like him, even with some risk, is that, you know, a full Leonard Fournette is maybe the best running back on the slate this week in terms of just straight up projected points. You know, you have guys like, Joe Mixon, Najee Harris, you could easily go with Fournette over those guys based on what he has done this season, but he's priced seventh. He's the seventh priced running back. Zeke is ahead of him. James Conner, who's iffy to play, and Chase Edmonds could be back even if he does play. Damian Harris, who just basically you're just counting on touchdowns there, and he's going up against the Buffalo Bills, really good defense. I mean, he's just priced too low. So even if you you know, take 80 or 90% of his normal production, assuming he's limited a little, he's still a value play. So I love him at 5,900. You know, he's been tremendous since the bye in six games, 22 fantasy points per game. That is well above 3X. That's almost 4X his price. He's the top 16 scorer running back in all six of those games, 13 plus points in all of them. So he's had a really high floor. And you look at the volume this year, right? The volume and production, really. He missed three games then the season. He's still RB6 in fantasy points, and he's top 10 in snaps, yards, and touchdowns. He's been a machine. You know, as for the matchup here, the Eagles have allowed the eighth most fantasy points to running backs. A lot of that was early in the season. They have been better over the past couple of months. The competition hasn't been as good, but they've certainly been better and did face a couple decent quarterbacks or running backs during that span. And they haven't allowed much on the ground. It's really been through the air, third most running back targets and receptions. That's where you've been beaten. But we know Leonard Fournette can do that, right? He's been near the top of the running back position and in the passing categories as well. So again, at this price point, I just like him a lot.
$5,900. He's at home. He's going to get the inside the five work. He catches passes. I'm sure they're favored. Al, how many other things can we say as a part of that five box running back thing? You know what I mean? Like
you hit all of them, right? Like we've probably got like six or seven when you factor in like playoff Lenny and angry.
Yeah,
Tom
exactly.
Brady.
Right.
Like there's a whole lot of narratives we could go.
A lot
into.
Of narrative. I like it. All right. Let's talk about Devin Singletary too, because he as well has just been on fire to end the season. 5,700. Yard, 5,700 yards, $5,700.
Took a record.
That's a lot of yards.
Don't fact check Daniel, but like he's been hot.
$5,700 taking on the Patriots this week. Al, talk to me about Singletary.
He's been really good. As you
I
said,
know, like, I just said that.
Roughly 5,700 yards. Look, since week 14 against Tampa Bay, he has not scored less than 14.9 DraftKings points. So like really good floor, right, on this increased volume since he kind of seized the job. He took the job. It's a whole story about that. We'll get into that another time. From Zach Moss, when they were like healthy scratching Zach Moss to allow Singletary to kind of take over that role as lead back, something they have not adopted the last two seasons, where basically it's been Josh Allen and they sprinkle in like 30% of one guy, maybe 30% of another. Singletary's getting like 85%+ of the running back touches and snaps over the last 5 weeks. And as I said, 14.9 as a floor for him over those last 5 weeks, but he's also seen a 25-point-plus ceiling two times over that span. New England's one of two playoff teams that's allowing over 100 running back rushing yards per game, and they allow the fifth most running back yards per carry after first contact. Now, using the eyeball test, right? Mike and I are kind of math guys, but like,
did you call
I like
him
to
math?
Sprinkle
is that
in.
His name?
Yeah, he's Math Clay.
Math and I are.
We're off the rails, Daniel. This is just where we are. There's no video. There's no producer over here telling me to sit up. This is what we get today. So basically, the eyeball test lets you see that Devin Singletary just looks better this year. He looks more shifty. He's really evading tackles a little bit better than he has in the past. He just looks more spry. I don't have a metric to relate how spry he's been, but six of his eight touchdowns this season have come in the past month since that role change, and he can eat even with Josh Allen running the ball in as well. So I love the floor ceiling combo. I prefer Leonard Fournette. Mike got to the spreadsheet first and claimed him. So I'll take Devin Singletary at 5,700.
Hey, not a bad play at all for either one of them. A couple other guys that we like really quickly, Elijah Mitchell, a little bit cheaper than both of those at $5,500, taking on the Dallas Cowboys at in Dallas. And then Joe Mixon, probably the only other guy here that's just like Joe Mixon's just going to run all over the Raiders, right? $6,800. But I assume that he's also going to be very heavily played this week, given that matchup. You know, this year gave us a lot of time to reflect, especially when it came to our jobs. And many of us reassessed, like, what do we really want to do with our job? Maybe we decided that there were things that we should walk away from, like careers that don't align with our passions, or things that you thought maybe you deserved more of, like higher pay and better benefits. Well, guess what? It's 2022. And we say whether you need a job or you want a better job, this is your year to find the job that you love. And to help you, we've got ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter pitches your profile to employers for great jobs. And if someone from that company really likes what they see, they can personally invite you to apply to their job. Who knows? ZipRecruiter may even send you an awesome job that you never even knew existed. So don't wait. Let ZipRecruiter help find you the job that you absolutely love. Sign up for free on ZipRecruiter.com today. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up for absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you. All right. Couple of wide receivers here, guys. And I was a little bit surprised when I looked at this note and I saw that Mike wanted to talk about Zay Jones for $4,200 against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's right. Vegas wide receiver Zay Jones. Mike, in a cash game, talk to me about this here because this is a name. There must be production that I'm not thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, how about the usage as of late, right? 8+ targets in 4 straight games, averaging pretty just good. Under 9 targets a game. Check this out. Think about how good Hunter Renfrow has been this season. Well, Zay Jones has out-targeted Renfrow in 4 consecutive games. 35-22 is the total spread there. So Jones has essentially been their number one in terms of target volume for a month now. The production has followed to some extent, 6+ catches and 50+ yards in 3 of those 4 games. So you get to 6 and 50, that's already 11 points, and you're already near 3X. I mean, it's and if look, he hasn't scored a touchdown since week one. He had that walk-off long touchdown. You remember that one in week one. He hasn't scored since then. That bothers me a little bit for sure. But, you know, touchdowns are some randomness element. Could be some regression to the mean. Certainly, if you're getting 8 targets a game, at some point you're going to find the end zone. So, like that a lot. He is the 11th highest average depth of target at receiver. So, he's getting some vertical work as well, and I expect the Bengals to win this game, which means the Raiders will be trailing. They're going to have to throw the football, and it's going to open up plenty of opportunities for Zay Jones, who has just locked down that number two job since the Raiders' bye week. The Bengals, by the way, mid-pack against wide receivers this season. They've actually allowed the 6th highest catch rate to wide receivers on the year, so a lot to like with Jones, and if he keeps getting the volume he's seen over the last month, he should pay this off pretty easily. And again, he's, I wouldn't say a full-on punt, right? But you're paying down a little bit here, and it's going to open up the ability to pay up for other guys.
I'll tell you what, if I was going to stack maybe Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Burrow, maybe Zay Jones paying down on the other side of that wouldn't be too bad for a double stack. But Al, I want to ask you, I mean, I see we already talked about Joe Burrow earlier. Do you like T. Higgins or Jamar Chase here with Jones potentially on the other side?
Yes. I'm fine. Any way you slice that, coffee, tea, or milk, yes, please.
Okay.
So T. Higgins doesn't get the press that Jamar Chase gets because, you know, Jamar Chase is, he wears the number one. It looks really slick on the jersey. One of the best wide receiver prospects of all time who actually lived up to the billing of all the hype pre-draft and, you know, everything else coming off of that, year off that he took last year. So like he gets all the pub and he gets all the press and for good reason, but like, it's not like T. Higgins hasn't done really well. He's got 6 games this season with multiple deep receptions, and this is exactly how we want to attack the Raiders. He also gets a good share of the end zone targets for the Bengals. So as bad as the Raiders have been at stopping opposing teams when they get close, the red zone conversion rate, one of the worst in the league. Their red zone conversion rate this year, 81.4%. They're the only team in the league that's allowed over 70%. So if the Bengals get close, and they do have one of the higher team totals on the slate, I don't have the exact update, but I think it was around 28.5, so 4 touchdowns expected. Anytime they get close, they should have a good chance at converting, and Higgins and Chase and Mixon should be the 3 guys who are most likely to convert.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. I really like that there. A couple of the receivers that we're talking about, Christian Kirk, $5,300, taking on the Rams. On the other side of Christian Kirk, Cooper Kupp, $9,000 taking on Arizona. That price dropped a little bit from last week, huh? And then okay, Mike.
Calm down. I see what you did there.
Yeah. And then CeeDee Lamb, $6,200 taking on San Francisco. That feels a little, that feels like a really good value, actually. CeeDee Lamb, I know that he has not gotten the same kind of volume recently. I'm hoping that changes here in the playoffs, though.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. He's, you know, he's always a guy who can come off, go off for a big game for sure. We've seen that this year, a little bit more boom bust than we hoped for. Didn't really get the production that lived up to the ADP, but he shows the talent when he's targeted. It's just the consistent target volume needs to be there. And I do want to mention one name just because this is kind of news right now. As we're recording this on Thursday afternoon, but Juju Smith-Schuster is at practice for the Steelers with a chance to play this weekend. He is listed at 3K in this slate. So if he plays and you're looking for a big time, you know, a risk, don't get me wrong, but if he practices all week and then checks in at 3,000, you know, you could punt big time and spend up elsewhere. So just a name, just keep an eye on this. Keep an eye on it. If it sounds like reports suggest he's going to be activated, we'll know that by Saturday, and he's a full go, that's a guy to keep an eye on.
Am I the only one who really likes the Ben Roethlisberger sandbagging too, in addition to possibly Juju coming back in this spot? Ben's like, hey, you know what? We probably shouldn't even be in the playoffs. Yes. We're probably the worst team here. We got no shot. We're just going to kind of let it all hang out. Like, I love that yesterday. It was my favorite interview of the week. Like, give me some of the passing. I don't want Ben, though. Like, but no. Give me some pieces some in that passing game if he's just going to say, look, I don't have much of an arm left, but I'm going to do what I can and sling it here and see if we can't upset somebody.
Let's go. Good.
Al, real quick question. Do you own or rent your homes?
Yes.
Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work too. But you know what's easy?
No.
Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around the house. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. All right, close this out with a couple of tight ends before we get to our lineups against each other. Mike, Dallas Goedert, $4,500, taking on Tampa Bay. I'll tell you what, if you think that the Eagles are going to lose this week or Tampa Bay is going to score a lot, and then the idea that maybe Jalen Hurts has got to throw to somebody, Dallas Goedert, it's not a bad target to look at for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, no doubt. He's seen some big target shares at some point this season. At certain points, some weeks, he's just heavily, heavily targeted, even when Gardner Minshew is not the quarterback. We've seen that. But look, he's the eighth price tight end. It's just a pinch too low, I think. Three top five finishes in fantasy in his last four games. So we've seen the production. And, you know, you look at – I look back to the 10 games since Zach Ertz was traded, and the target number isn't super impressive. It's very run-heavy offense. We know that. But the production has been decent, right? 5.7 targets a game. Again, nothing crazy there. But 4.1 catches, 61.4 yards. You like that number. And 11.6 fantasy points per game in those 10 games. So, not too far off 3X. And, you know, if he finds the end zone in a game where the Eagles are underdogs, they're going to have to throw the ball. They're about an 8.5-point underdogs. You know, it could mean more volume than usual. It could lead to a big fantasy day, especially with his target share. The Bucs, by the way, mid-pack against tight ends in terms of fantasy points a lot, but they have allowed the fifth most catches to that position. Again, teams have to throw it against them. So you see a lot of targets for tight ends and receivers against the Bucs.
I like that. What about on the other side of that game, Al? Because I feel like for me, Gronk is my favorite tight end on this slate, $6,400. Mm-hmm. So quite a bit more, almost $2,000 more than Dallas Goedert. But Rob Gronkowski, there's something about this Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, we're back in the playoffs thing that just has me. I don't know how to say no to it. Can't quit it.
Trust is a strong word, Daniel.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady always throws the ball to the guys he can trust. Leonard Fournette is back. He will throw the ball to Leonard Fournette. Mike Evans is there. And Rob Gronkowski. These are the three dudes he trusts. And honestly, there ain't nobody left, really. Godwin's out for the year. Antonio Brown is out. Antonio Brownsing around on podcasts. So, like, the target tree has kind of condensed a little bit, which is a great thing for us playing daily fantasy. We mentioned the other side of that with Dallas, right? Where, like, there's so many options. They're a fully operational battle station at this point. So Dak has his choice and he can spread it around. Well, what we like, Tom Brady has historically done that as well. But once he gets less trustworthy players, you know, from his standpoint to throw it to, we've seen Gronk do amazing things. 8+ targets in 7 of his past 8 games, dealing with some of those injuries around him. He's had a deep catch in 4 straight games. So tight end is a differentiating position. There aren't that many players that get featured or that can have a 20 to 30 point fantasy day. There's clearly some of them in the playoffs and on this slate, but he is certainly one of them that has multiple touchdown upside, has flashed 7, 8, 9 catch upside and 100-yard bonus. So he can really break this slate at the tight end spot if no other tight end has over like 13 points and he has 25 plus.
Heck yeah, man. I'm just really excited about that Philly-Tampa Bay game just in general. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really fun to watch. Another player I really quickly want to talk about, because Mike also can't quit the former Eagles, is Zach Ertz. $4,700 taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Mike, is there anything you want to say about your crush
Zach Ertz.
Oh, no, you covered it. He's a former Eagle, so I rank them guys high.
Yes. Right. Got it. The only team you don't hate. I think,
I was going to say, you hate everyone else's team. So obviously that's why.
That's how my model works.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, obviously he's been seeing a ton of volume in that Cardinals offense.
And him and Christian Kirk both, I heard.
Yes, indeed. Right. So, and no DeAndre Hopkins, at least this week. So Ertz will continue to get lots of volume. So I like him. He's only 200 more than Dallas Goedert. So definitely worth taking a look at. By the way, our value sheets that we post during the regular season are up for FanDuel and DraftKings at ESPN Plus. So you can check them out, and then you can see the values for every player on the slate.
Great idea to check that out. It is a huge thing that I look at every single week in order to help me set my lineups and just start with a good cornerstone of players that I feel like have nice floors. And Mike, I know that, I don't know, I'm assuming you're not writing it through the playoffs. Are you writing your primer through the playoffs? Not your primer. The
playbook.
Playbook.
Come on, man. Come on. What? Yeah, know the brand. Know the brand. Well,
I'm sorry. Primer? They're both P words. I'm sorry.
Yes, we are doing that, but it's angled towards player props. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to have kind of the projections that you would normally see in the fantasy game. Obviously, there's no fantasy football. The normal format during the playoffs. So the projections will be in there for the key prop categories, and my favorite props will be in there. Obviously, you could apply that to DFS however you want, but the DFS value sheets are up as well. So still lots of content.
Heck yeah. Check both of those out on E+. And Al's Best Buys also out on E+ every single week. So check out both of those. All right. Beard versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. Mike, you are up on me season long. I don't know, like 11-7 or something stupid like that. Give me your wild card weekend head-to-head losing lineup.
Yeah, look, if you win out, you can tie me. So
shut up.
So good luck with that.
If I win out.
If you win out, that would be four. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks left. So you can catch me.
Four
so
weeks. We'll see. 4 weeks and aggregate points. Don't forget, I got to make up aggregate points.
Yeah, 130 points too. Yeah. Right. So I wish you luck, my friend, because I'll tell you what. This lineup came together pretty easy. I'm really happy with it. Now, I could get a curveball here if Leonard Fournette is not able to go, but it sounds pretty strongly like he will. So I'm not too worried about it at this point. But Dak Prescott's quarterback, Fournette and Singletary are running back. We talked about both of those guys already. Christian Kirk going back to the well there. He's only 5,300, so I like him as Arizona's top receiver. Cooper Kupp, got to pay up for Cooper Kupp at 9K. Of course, Zay Jones. T. Higgins, Al talked about him, Dallas Goedert at tight end, and I'm rolling with the Rams defense. You know, I got to be honest, it was not hard to put this lineup together, and you could fit a lot of good players. You really can. On this slate, the six-game slate, you know, you really can fit in a lot of talent to get, like, Kupp and Higgins in there, you know, Fournette and Singletary, still get a solid quarterback and tight end with Prescott and Goedert. I don't feel like I'm punting anywhere, really. Because even Zay Jones has seen so much volume. I just like how it came together.
Yeah, it's honestly a really nice lineup. And I thought it was going to be tough this week because it was a smaller player pool. So for me to find something that I liked, I'm with you. I'm worried because I your lineup looks great. I sort of like my lineup. I don't like it as much as yours, which means it'll probably be you. But
yeah, probably.
I went with Jalen Hurts at quarterback, $6,100 taken on Tampa. At running back, I decided to fade all of the Joe Burrow talk and go with Joe Mixon, $6,800 taking on the Raiders. Also, Devin Singletary, $5,700 taking on Buffalo. My wide receivers are Brandon Ayuk and the target share that he's gotten over the last couple of weeks, only $5,400. Chase Claypool, only $4,800 there. I may change that, though. I was just trying to go with a receiver in that Pittsburgh passing game. And if Juju's going to play, man, that might be nice just because I think Kansas City is going to score some points. And then I've got Hunter Renfrow taking on Cincy, opposite of Mike, rather than going Zay Jones. I'm going with the elite athlete of that class. I've got Rob Gronkowski as my tight end with Leonard Fournette as my flex. And the Cardinals taking on the interception heavy Los Angeles Rams. As much as I hate to say that, Matthew Stafford has thrown a ton of picks this year. So I'm going there with my defense. I have no money left over. So I used 100% of my budget. Well, all right, Al, give us your weekly tournament lineup here for Wild Card Weekend.
All right. So I'm going to introduce you, Daniel, to a new term. We're going to go with an onslaught.
What?
We're going to We're going to go with the Joe Burrow double stack, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. We're also going to throw in Joe Mixon for good measure because I think that all of their main tools are going to get a lot of love this weekend, as I think they are going to march down the field repeatedly against the Raiders. I'm going to bring that back with Zay Jones at 4,200 to kind of make it all work. I'm going to have Leonard Fournette as a secondary stack with Dallas Goedert at tight end, two values we spoke about on the show. I'm also going to use Christian Kirk to give me one late guy in the flex to give me one late swap player that I can either try to make up ground or move more to a chalky outlook as we get later in the weekend, and the New England defense at 2,600.
Heck yeah, man. I like that too. I you going with four guys in one lineup. That onslaught, I'm ready for it.
Want all the touchdowns.
I am. You'll probably, if you have all of those players, you probably will have all the touchdowns, let's be honest. All right. Thank you guys so much. We apologize for, this is a little bit different. The internet at my house went down right before we were supposed to start recording this. So I drove to work. Mike and Al were so kind and gracious to be patient with me while we did this. So we are remote today. Apologies for that. We might be remote the rest of the playoffs. We're trying to figure out how it all works as far as schedules and lives now that we're at this point. But we will absolutely be back next week. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us again. Please don't forget to love each other. Don't forget to be nice people. Just, you know, do all the things. Just do just do the things. It's not hard. Let's just be the humans that we all want others to be to us. That's all it is. Hug somebody, hopefully, if you can, if you're in a spot where you can do that. There aren't enough hugs these days for obvious reasons. But anyways, I'm Daniel. That's Mike. That's Al. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
He's a NASCAR guy with a basement shrine, a Langford fan for life. Chargers are off to a terrible start, but that won't change his mind. Matching up all the cornerbacks, touchdown regression and weekly stats. But if your team falls flat,